The state health department is recommending that the drinking water supply of any New Yorker does not contain any more than 10 parts per trillion of PFOA, 10 parts per trillion of PFOS, and 1 part per billion of a related substance, 1,4-dioxane. Those sound like very small amounts, but a group of many of the state's leading environmentalists say that's still too high. Maureen Cunningham with Environmental Advocates says the chemicals can be detected and treated in humans at a level of 2 parts per trillion, so that should be the standard.
Anything else is leaving millions of New Yorkers at risk from detectable and treatable contamination.
The public comment period ended September 23rd, and the environmental group submitted testimony asking that the limits be lower. The group say the state is also behind in testing water supplies. Cunningham says 2.5 million New Yorkers in communities with 10,000 people or less have not yet had their water tested for PFOA and related chemicals. Liz Moran with the New York Public Interest Research Group says national data shows that, of the drinking water supplies that have already been tested, many contain the toxic substances.
Millions of New Yorkers already have these contaminants in their drinking water.
Moran says the testing found that 11 million New Yorkers already have 1,4-dioxane in their drinking water, and 1.5 million have PFOA and PFOS in their water supplies. Several state lawmakers also support lower threshold levels, including Assemblyman Phil Steck. The health department's proposed rules note that there are economic costs to further lowering the limits, but Steck says that's not taking into account health care costs when people get sick from the toxins.
The time for business as usual on these issues is over. This is not 1970, where we can have the concept that because of economic reasons, we can have acceptable levels of materials like this in our drinking water.
In Hoosick Falls, New York, St. Gobain for years manufactured a substance used to make nonstick Teflon. One of the byproducts is PFOA and related chemicals. Many in the town became sick with diseases linked to exposure to the chemicals, and some died of their illnesses. A few months after the regional head of the EPA warned against drinking the water, the state stepped in and provided filters for homes in the village and offered blood tests to residents. It's still seeking an alternative water source. A spokesman for the State Department of Environmental Conservation says the agency will soon be presenting options to the community about potential new drinking water sources. Other communities with PFOA water contamination problems include Petersburg and Newburgh. The environmental groups are not the only ones asking for the limits to be lowered. They also delivered postcards signed by thousands of members of the public demanding stricter standards. A spokeswoman for the state health department was noncommittal about the environmental group's request. Spokeswoman Erin Silk says the department will conduct a diligent review of all of the public comments that have been submitted, and she says it's possible that the recommendations will be revised based on those comments. Silk did not offer a timetable for when the final rules will be out, but she says once they are, systematic testing of all of the state's drinking water supplies will be completed within 90 days. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.